What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday, and here we are live again on Psychic View. So I opened the program with my 9-day energy reset. It's a ritual that is best to do right around the first of the year, or starting on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. What is so beautiful about those numbers is they resonate to the number 1. So if you decided to go ahead and download 9-day energy reset, which costs you less than a double latte at Starbucks, then what you can do is buy the supplies and get your home ready, your living space ready, and then do the ritual starting on January 1st. It's probably the most powerful day to start it, and it sets the tone for magnetism to draw to you what you want in this lifetime, because you create this life as you go, and the more you give yourself permission to fill yourself up first, the more the universe agrees with it. So that's my philosophy. I used to explain it. It used to take me 10 minutes to explain it on the air. I wrote it down. It's in a little book. You download it, either order it live or in a real copy or download it. You can do that today. And then starting on January 1st, you can actually really make your new year positive and fabulous for yourself, which is really what it's all about. All right, I'm going to go to the callers. I'm going to go to area code 510. Hello, 510.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Tasha. How are you?
Hi, Tasha. What's your question today?
Any messages from Spirit or the angels?
So that's a full session question. Because once I get started, I just can't stop. So my program is designed for you to ask me a specific question, and I'm delighted to answer that for you. So what subject are you most interested in having me explore?
Relationship.
Got it. Okay, so I'm drawing the cards for you right now. So I draw 5 cards when I'm doing your little spread of cards here on the air.
Okay.
What it's saying is that the very first card's talking about you've exhausted efforts. In other words, it feels like you're doing all the hard work in most of the relationships, and I don't see a lot of reciprocity here, girl. I don't see a lot of giving back from the other person.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like you're multitasking.
No, I'm not. I'm just sitting here. I'm not multitasking. Right now I'm not in a relationship. That's what I was asking.
Okay. So here's the thing, is what the cards talk about is that you're going to get introduced to somebody by someone you already know. So this looks like a group arrangement of some sort. So it might be that you decide on Christmas Eve this year that you're going to go down to the Salvation Army and you're going to help feed the homeless. And it's not that you actually hook up with a homeless person, but you may hook up with another volunteer. So you grab a friend, say, we're going to go down on Christmas Eve, and we're going to feed the homeless at the Salvation Army. And what happens is that you're now interacting with other people, and these are new people. Now, I think that there's going to be a series of coincidences that happen over the next 10 weeks that introduce you to somebody that you could actually build a relationship with. But you have to break your usual routine to do it. And it says here you do that with a friend. So I don't care what it is you decide to do. It could be that you decide to join a bowling league. It should be that you do something for the SPCA where you go and pet the puppies and kittens and you end up talking to the other volunteers there. But love, this says love finds you and that you don't have to work that hard to get it, girl.
Okay, yep.
All right, that's my friend, because it's saying the more magnetic you are, the more love finds you, which is exactly how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you for the call. See you later.
All right.
Okay, all right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 214. Hello, 214. Who's this? Oh, that's weird. My computer's doing weird things. You know, it's real funny because I have another person that I talk to quite a bit, and she says that things with electronics are acting very weird right now. So I'm trying to pull up area code 214, and it's not going in the queue. 214, can you hear me?
Hi, Mona. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, there we go. Okay, so what's your question for me today?
Well, I just I started a new job about a month and a half ago, and I just wanted to see how's it going.
Okay, hold on. Well, I think you already know it's going pretty good because it's the first time in a long time that you've been at a job where you don't feel lonesome, and I know that's the weirdest thing I could say to you. But what it's saying is that, you know, yes, you're still getting to know everybody, and yes, you're still trying to get your bearings. All of that is still true. But it's the first time in a long time that you've started a job where it actually feels like you could be there for a long time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I love all the people I work with, and that's the first time ever.
The cool thing about that is that I think that you're supposed to be at this job at least 2.5 years, and I don't know why I'm being so specific about that, but you're supposed to be at this job at least 2.5 years for something else that's going to level you up career-wise in some way. It feels like you end up like I don't know if there's an accreditation or you go back to school or there's a certification that you get, but what it's saying is that by you knowing for sure you're going to be at this job for at least 2.5 years, and it could be way longer than that, but it's saying that in the next 2.5 years you're going to fast track some of the credentials that you don't already have.
Okay, wow, yeah, I'm planning on going back and getting a highly regarded certification.
Oh, perfect. So, you know, it's like there are some people that there's certain softwares that if they consider themselves an expert, or there's a certain like project that they do that they've gone through a couple of courses to be, yeah, it's saying that that's the thing you can't procrastinate, because you have a card in here that talks about procrastination. I'm sorry, I'm going to bring up something else because it's coming up in your cards. I wonder if it's not you that's the procrastinator, but your partner that might be the procrastinator.
Oh, okay. It's possibly.
Because here's the funny thing is that there's a man next to you that's incredibly talented and skilled, but he's not pursuing a higher level in some way. Okay, well, that's weird. It's just coming up that maybe it's not that you end up, I don't know, nagging him or whatever, but it what I'm getting is that it just feels like there's a fellow around you that's capable of so much more and that he's not doing it.
Okay.
So It's coming up, so I'm just going to say it. So, all right, my friend, thanks for the call. Appreciate you calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye now. All right, I've got somebody here from the, I'm going to go to area code 682. Hello, 682. Who's this? Hello? Oh my God, my computer's doing weird things today.
Hey, Mona, are you there?
Oh, here I am. Who's this?
Hi, sorry. I was on. This is Mike.
Oh, hi, Mike. What's your question today?
So, just pertaining to work, I want to, I've been at my company almost 5 years. Everything is going great. I kind of see some things happening in the future that are potentially good things. So I would just like to kind of see what that entails.
So you have the number 5 repeating in this little spread of cards. And whenever a number repeats, I pay attention to it, especially because I'm only drawing 5 cards here to do your little spread of cards. The number 5 card is the number of communication, all right? Now, you have a minor number 5 card, which talks about you initiating communication. And this is even more powerful if you happen to be a Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces. It is you being a little more dynamic and actually asking for a promotion. So, hey, I know there's a lot of changes going on with my company, and I'm just wondering, is there something I need to do or learn or participate in order to be more essential to the success of the company? It's almost like you make that kind of statement, because the card, the big number 5 card, talks about your potential is so big in the next 5 years that what you're learning now may be that you create your own business based on what you do now. So I almost wonder if you end up being the person that creates the exact business that you're doing right now. And I don't know what kind of business you're in, but it's like, you know, the people that did the pod moving concept where people
yes.
would load their stuff into that little container and then they would store the container in a warehouse until the person was ready to move. But what was cool about that is they would park that pod in the driveway. People would load it up, and then they would come and get the pod. So people could take their time doing it. It's almost as if you – and then now all these other companies do the same thing, right? What a great idea. What, you know, simplifies the process. We don't have to have a truck sit there all day. It's just wonderful. And it's not that business that you would do, but you may do the exact model of the business that you're working with right now for somebody else and create it for yourself. And so what it's saying is you're on a 5-year plan, and there's this feeling of an epiphany that comes to you where you say, you know what, I could do this myself. And so what you do is you learn all the aspects that you don't know right now in order to be a success with that moving forward on your own. And it says that you really have to trust yourself that you can do it. So
okay.
At your job right now, Mike, do you manage people?
I do.
Okay, so the managing people, the project manager side of what you do is kind of the essence of what I'm picking up with you, is that you being in a leadership role with your attention to detail, with the things that you do, that's the thing that's going to promote you in a big way moving forward. So I'm getting this huge amount of success for you within the next 5 years, and I will tell you this, that with all the changes going on with what's going on with your work, you're not one of the people that's going to be let go.
Perfect.
But there's going to be people let go.
Right.
Okay, so what you do now is you go make yourself absolutely essential to your management team.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
See you later.
Thank you, Mona.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 604 area code. Hello, 604. Who's this?
Good morning. Hi, it's Charlene. Thank you, Mona.
Hi, Charlene. What's your question today?
Oh, son. My son, Zachary. I am more than a little concerned just moving forward that he's going to do all he can to be healthy and succeed at that.
How old is your son?
28.
So, the biggest problem your son has, and I know that this is going to be a very global thing that I say, is he's got to get out of his ego. He's
right.
not very good at letting people help him, and it's exactly the karmic or life lesson that he needs to learn right now, is that he can't be a Kardashian, he can't be an Elon Musk without the, well, of course, the Kardashians were just born into that.
I get
that.
It.
They didn't
I
have to
hear
do anything.
You're saying. I understand.
But Elon yeah. Musk worked hard. So what it's saying here is that he has to do the work in order to get into the vibration of allowing the universe to move him forward. So this is a be open to your blessings vibe with him, and not a no, I can do it myself with him vibe. So he can't cut off the people around him that are karmically assigned right now to help him. And that's what it says. See, you're speaking the truth to him. Every time you can, you're presenting the truth. But for whatever reason, it's falling on deaf ears. And it may be because he has to give up a group of people because of his ego. It's just a bizarre thing. But this is saying is coming up as incredibly stubborn.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah,
not
yeah.
your fault.
No,
yeah.
no, it's somewhat genetic.
Well, okay, sweetheart. Here's the thing. I use the word stubborn as a compliment with most people, because you know, and maybe what you do, and this is going to sound, because he's not listening to our program right now, and you know, the way you treat him is like how you train a dog, is you reward the behavior you like, and you ignore the behavior you don't like. So you serve the ego when it's behavior that you like. You ignore the ego when it's behavior you don't like. You know, I'm going to use a really silly example. If somebody is overweight or borderline diabetic or not paying attention to their health or going through a tough time, the very first thing you do is you remove all the sugar or any simple carbs from the house.
Right.
You remove them. Because that's what the unhealthy cells in your body feed off of is simple sugars. And I'm not a doctor or anything like that, but I know that from repeated things I've read, what people have told me, you know, is that you have to feed your body with the kind of energy that will promote what you want to have moving forward. So I do see that your son is going to be a success. And matter of fact, that's the part of what you can tell him when you called me. Hey, your vibration came up in my reading with this radio psychic today, and she says you're destined to be a success. But for the next year and a half, you have to let people help you do it.
Okay.
Because he's in a weird place right now. I will tell you that this is the lowest that it gets where he is right now.
Thank God.
And what you say is it can only get better. Yeah, it can only get better. Yeah, treat him like a dog, man. Treat him like you're training a dog. Reward the behavior you like. Ignore the behavior you don't like. And remove anything that contributes to the behavior you don't like.
So that being said, I can only control, of course, in my own home and where I'm at. However, I do have a very hard wall there, and he does have to lose that circle of influence. I will not back down on it just because.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things that got him there. I don't know how much you're getting on
yeah,
that, but
so,
there's a lot
so
of things.
What's really interesting here is that, I'm going to do something that I very, very rarely do. Hold on. I am going to make a note of your phone number here. And I'm going to text you a picture of the spread of cards because
oh,
I want you to see what I'm seeing and I want you to see why I'm seeing what I'm doing. I'm going to text it to you. I don't do this with people very often, but your cards are so powerful that I'm going to send them to you after I'm done with my little radio program today. I'm going to text them to you. So here's the thing. You're going to see a card that talks about how stubborn he is. It's indicated by a card called the Rebel. Then you're going to see four cards. Past lives reversed, turning in reversed, the burden upright, and inner voice. Inner voice reversed is your broken record for the truth, and you're seeing the truth. You just have to present the environment around him so he starts to see the truth.
Okay.
But I'll send that to you after I'm done with my little program here, and then you'll see what I'm seeing, okay? And
okay,
but I'm telling you, he does get on the other side of this.
Thank God. Yeah, it's been something. Do you have, because 992-6265 is the number you can text to. This one is a landline. I do have it on call forwarding to my cell, but I don't know that it would, because it's a voice number, I don't know that it would translate.
Okay.
To
well, you realize now everybody that's listening to
that's
the program
okay.
knows your number.
I think
okay.
chances are great. They won't call me. They'd have to listen pretty close to get all the details.
Okay, girl. All right, well, I will be sending that to you.
Oh, Mona, thank you so much. That's,
all right. Keep me updated,
you know,
please. All right.
All right, dear.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
All right, bye. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from... I'm going to go to area code 929. Oops. Hold on, my number. I'm going to go to area code 929. Hello, 929. Who's this? Computer's doing weird stuff today. Hello, 929. Are you there? I'm going to get you on the air one way or another. Hello, 929. So I have to tell you, this is the funkiest thing my computer's done any time I've ever done this program, is that I have the queue of people here. I have the area codes of everybody here. And the way I get you on the air is I call out your area code, and then I get you on the air. But for some weird reason, with area code 929, I can't get them to queue up. So it's just very weird. So I don't know if it's something going on with Blog Talk, or if it's just something going on in general. So I'm going to try a different number. I'm going to try area code 203 and see if I can get them on the air. Well, that's weird. Okay, hold on. Let me see. Hang on. I'm going to keep trying. All right. Let's try back to 929 again. Hmm. 929, are you there? Well, you guys, I think I'm having a little technical difficulty today because I can't get anybody on the air that I'm trying to queue up. So that's just very weird. So let me see if I can get 630 up on the air. Hello, 630, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Oh, is this 630?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. And your first name?
Karen.
Okay, Karen. What's your question today? I got you on the air. That's great. You were supposed to be here.
Thank you, Mona. Okay, my son has been having physical problems for quite a while, and I was wondering what type of doctor, because, you know, they just want to push pills on you. They don't want to do any investigating. What kind of doctor does he need to go to get the answer to his problem?
Okay, so it's interesting here because you're absolutely correct, because the way your cards are coming up is you've got this card that and I know this sounds like a very intense thing to say. You're talking to doctors that are trying to put every single person's ailments on an assembly line. And and your son is not on an assembly line. What's also very interesting about your spread of cards is four out of the five cards are major cards, and I'm going to give you the description of each of the cards. So the first one talks about putting the issue in the spotlight. The second one talks about spirit is guiding you because your own intuition, which is the next card, is talking about your intuition knows that the way he's being managed isn't correct, and that basically you're calling out the issues in the room. You're the one that's calling out the wrongdoing in the room, and then you're fighting a big political machine right now. So if you were in Vegas, I would recommend you to somebody that is actually a physician assistant and have her do an evaluation of you with all the different testing that you've already had done with your son, and have her do an evaluation and see what protocol she would suggest, because she's very much into IV therapy. And most people walk around incredibly dehydrated. And what she does is she provides, you know, different vitamins and different hormones and different things within these IV therapies. And she's a physician's assistant, which means she can actually prescribe medication if it's needed. But that's not the way she likes to do things. She likes to do things mm-hmm. through lifestyle changes and more of a holistic approach to things. So it may be that she might be able to give you some advice remotely. And, you know, if you reach out to me after the program, I'll send you her information. But what it's saying is that your own intuition is saying you're absolutely right. The physicians around you are not taking the time to explore the protocol that actually needs to happen with your son. So your intuition okay. is right, which is part of the reason why I think it's totally appropriate that you, you're on the air with me right now. Do you see what I mean? So,
right.
So
right.
there you go. It's,
unfortunately, I'm sorry to interrupt. Unfortunately, he's in Dallas. Yes, I'm in Vegas. So, you know, we just are trying to find what type of doctor he needs to find in Dallas to get to the bottom.
And again, I don't know anyone in that area, but I would look up more of a, and I think you're already trying to do this, but I would look up more of a holistic approach to what you're doing. And, you know, the funny thing is that there are some amazing chiropractic people out there that could help you in that area too. So I would ask a chiropractor, you know, one that's very, very highly rated, and just say, I don't know if you can help my son, but this is what's going on with him.
Got it. Perfect.
Because that's more of a holistic approach. But all right, my friend, thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right. Okay, I'm wondering, is 929 on the air right now? 929, are you there? That's weird. Okay. All right, you guys, I'll be live again next Saturday, and I hope that some of the mechanics about this program will be taken care of. And in the meantime, shop well and download that 9-day energy reset so that you can have an amazing year for the new year.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.